It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, research shows that happy cows make more milk and dairy farmers are changing up their barns because of it. We'll find out about cool air misting and bovine back scratching in a bit. First, today, Jared Kushner appeared before the Senate Intelligence Committee in a closed-door meeting about his contacts with Russian officials. President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law released written remarks before the meeting denying any improper contacts or collusion. Here's a clip of Kushner giving a statement after his meeting today.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so. I had no improper contacts. I have not relied on Russian funds for my businesses. And I have been fully transparent in providing all requested information.
Kyle Chaney is with us now. He's a congressional reporter for Politico. Kyle, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kyle, that testimony was originally scheduled at a public meeting that was supposed to air on Wednesday and occur on Wednesday. Why did it get moved to this closed-door session today?
Actually, Kushner had been scheduled to be closed-door. I think Paul Manafort and Donald Trump Jr. Are scheduled on Wednesday, and they were going to be public. That was moved to closed-door as well. I think this is just it's all part of the back-and-forth negotiation that goes on. We bring in these high-level officials. Especially an executive branch official like Kushner, they don't want to just to go in and make it a big spectacle, at least at the initial questioning here. I think what we're seeing, though, is the beginning of something of questions for Kushner, not necessarily the end of his time here.
He did release remarks, I think some 11 pages before he went and answered questions today. What do we know about what was in those pages?
So you heard it a little bit in his statement, which was a very adamant and clear claim that I had no improper contacts with anyone from Russia. I did not collude with Russia to do what he didn't quite say. And then he mentioned that he didn't have any Russian funding or didn't rely on Russian funds for his business, which has been a question about whether any relationships there, loans or financing, may have been one mechanism of influence.
Is this par for the course, releasing a statement like this before someone goes in for questioning so that the senators or representatives kind of know what the arguments are going to be going in?
I think it does actually help those members and those staffers who do the questioning. It's not necessarily par for the course, especially for a closed hearing where you don't usually hear from the witness at all. It sort of frames the argument. And Jim Comey, the former FBI director, did something very similar
before his
public hearing, laid out all the facts, and it really helped members move right into the questioning as opposed to having to rehash all of the backstory.
Now, Kushner said he had several meetings with Russian officials, and he went through those. What do we know, based on what happened today in his statement, what do we know about the substance of those meetings?
Well, according to Kushner, the substance was, for the most part, innocuous. The one that's still going to raise a lot of questions is the one where he essentially agreed to set up a communications channel with the Kremlin to talk about what he says is to talk about strategy in Syria. He confirmed a lot of reporting that's been out there on him already about the reports that said he tried to establish a back channel with Russia, him and Lieutenant General Flynn, the Trump's former national security advisor. What the details are around that are still very murky. Why he agreed to do that, why Flynn, Kushner's argument is I'm kind of inexperienced, I didn't know that might be off color, but Flynn didn't necessarily intervene either. So still a lot of lingering questions that we don't know what he told the committee about that.
In his own defense, in the statement at least, it sounds like he reported that this was a one-time thing and it wasn't intended to be an ongoing back channel.
Right, and that was sort of a new marginal change difference from what we'd heard before, only in the reports. He's really minimizing any contact that he had, very innocuous, one-off, kind of almost incidental, people reached out to him, he kind of agreed because he felt obligated type of meetings that he had.
And did Kushner address the fact that his security clearance application didn't include any of these meetings?
He did talk about that a bit. He claims in his statement that these were, it was an inadvertent, an aide assistant sent along his forms before they had finalized the foreign contact section, and that there was no intent there to deceive. And then as they compiled the fuller list, they turned that over to investigators. That's still a point of contention. I think people wonder, these forms are very clear. If you mislead or omit, it can be a serious problem to lose your clearance.
Talking with Kyle Chaney right now, congressional reporter for Politico, joining us to talk about Jared Kushner's appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee today in a closed-door session. And you were talking about lingering questions, Kyle, and among those, there has been this June 16th meeting with a Russian lawyer that wasn't reported until a year later. Did we get any new information or insight on that meeting?
Well, very limited from what's come out of the actual hearing, that they're very tight-lipped about that. But in his statement, he did speak to that and said, look, I had no idea what the substance of this meeting was. It was something my brother-in-law, Don Jr., arranged, and I, as a courtesy, attended the meeting that he asked me to attend. And he said he got his secretary to call him mid-meeting to get out of it just because he didn't feel like sitting there any longer. So, again, really downplaying, minimizing his involvement here kind of pushes that more back towards Donald Trump Jr. and you know, whatever his answers are about that meeting.
And another kind of big picture question here is what, if anything, Kushner knew about Russian attempts to influence the presidential election. I know that the senators on the Intelligence Committee and also in the House are going to be trying to get a complete picture there. Any new light there?
No, I mean, I think what you're hearing from mostly from Trump administration officials is, look, you know, the president won't even agree with his intelligence community's assessment on this. And the other officials essentially say, we didn't know anything about it. It didn't involve us. This Donald Trump Jr. meeting that cast everything in a new light about what the mentality was among some campaign officials. But at the same time, no one is suggesting that they were aware of some grand plan that the intelligence community says Russia and then Vladimir Putin were up to.
Now, you mentioned that this is not going to be the last time that Jared Kushner is going to be answering questions. He's got an appearance before the House Intelligence Committee as well. What else are you looking for as some more of these meetings and question and answer sessions come up?
Well, the big question. Unfortunately, we don't get to sit in on these, and they're very hush about the proceedings. So the question will be: Do Kushner's stories and the stories of other witnesses coming forward, like Paul Manafort and Donald Trump Jr., do they line up? Do they match each other's stories? They were all parties to this June meeting that you mentioned. They were all high-level campaign officials, and now Kushner himself in the White House. So investigators have a chance to really push them on some of the nuances and details that we haven't always been privy to.
And their reaction, you said it's been very hush-hush, but have you heard any kind of reaction from the Senate Intelligence Committee or anyone else, you know, on the Hill reacting to this testimony today?
Right now, there's been none. Kushner himself, the only one who's come out and given any sort of statement, and he told reporters he thought the meeting went great, I think was his exact word. So it seems like he was feeling fairly confident. His statements to the press was very parsed, was very exact, and clearly was vetted. So there hasn't been any impromptu questioning of him or so far any of the senators that participated in the hearing.
Kyle, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That was Kyle Chaney, congressional reporter for Politico, and he joined us there to talk about Jared Kushner's appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee today in a closed-door session. Coming up, he'll also be answering questions from the House Intelligence Committee.